Dimension of the base. Beishan is a surah field of the Taltala. So, since it's Nerlin and Shabbos, it's considered muksa. If it's muksa, then you can't eat it. So it has no function. So, Mela, it is muksa for Tiltal as well. Okay. The filling is Arab Elif, Kulan Asuras, and then you mix this egg with multiple other eggs. They're all also because it's double shesh tamatir and I feel well off the bottle. We have a lot of that klish lot tishaber. We watch lot yigaba. We allow to turn a kli over the egg to prevent it from breaking. And it's not considered that we don't hold up an iser that we matal to a kli that tzart over hamuksa. There is Rav Nechemia in the Gemara who holds that Kli is only nitl, it's artabra hanitl. You can only move a Kli on Shabbos for the purpose of the item that you're moving it for is also something which is mutter to move. We don't pass like that. So that we're pointing that out, that's mutter to move the Kli for that purpose. But you don't want the Kli to touch the egg because by nature, as soon as it touches it, it's going to move it, which is also. Okay, Mr. Burr, fill the tatala, team lochaz lachila, kemuksa damya. Since you can't eat it, so mela becomes muksa. So the Sharatim points out over here that this level of muksa is a full muksa. Had the sir la tiltala filo kishark lakufa, can the kasa bosakli, fitisa bebeat aftal, koshin shisark rock. The mekayma. Similarly, there's no head of the gufa or the mekayma and such a muksa, the full muksa. Now, why is it usher to eat? What's the problem? Which would be hanel gamachaya, they would swallow it raw because you can't cook it on Shabbos, obviously. Which means a regular egg was not muksa. Because this was considered a valid use for an egg, and the person is not maksadas. I'm pointing that out because Moshe, we said before, raw meat is not muksa, because you could eat it raw. But right, raw fish is man chazal, which is considered muksa, because nobody ate raw fish. Nowadays, probably the opposite would be true, that raw fish is considered normal to eat. People eat sushi, but nobody eats raw meat anymore. And the Shabbat pointed out, if you're in a place where nobody eats raw meat, then a chanam, it's a problem. But they would take an egg and eat it raw, couldn't whisk it up to a froth type of a thing, but they could mix it together, the yolk and the white, and eat it. So why is this egg muksa? Hukzera mishum shabbos to mikla achar yomtiv. In a case where Friday would be Yom Tov, and then Shabbos would be an egg would be born. Shas abeya hanoldeva sir made a rice about chilu. An egg which is born on Shabbos when Friday is Yom Tov is usher to eat. Now, why is that? So two steps. Number one, the chobeya shemisialdo in the masmagarmabo. That when an egg is when the chicken will actually lay the egg on day X, that means X minus one. The day before is when the egg was totally finished the process. The body of the chicken finished the process of making the egg, and then it lays it the next day. So an egg which is born on Shabbos, we know that it was Nigmar on Friday, which in this scenario was Yom Tov. Okay, so what's wrong with that? It comes out that the Yom Tov is what generated this item for Shabbos. So that Shabbos, there's a things need to be mukhin for Shabbos, but stam shishi chalhu. The average case of shishi is chal. So therefore, we assume that the Torah is saying that yom shishi can be mechin for Shabbos. It's only yom shishi which is chal. Haris lanu the davka bechol tzarach lachin to the surah Shabbos. Bechin the yom tov gam who make your Shabbos. Aber Yamtav also lahachin l'sur Shabbos. Because Shem Shabbos also lahachin l'sur Yamtav. Now, we have to define what it means to be Mechin. Let's finish up the Shabbat. Okay, because in all the Bibeya, Biyamtiv, Shechal, Yamrishan. So, the other way around, if you'd have a case where Shabbos and then Yamtiv, so when it was born on Yamrishan, it means it was Nigmar on Shabbos. The pasuk says, "Mechina, you should prepare." So it means whatever you prepare has to be done on a weekday. But I'm not doing anything. Okay, so now there's no shaila that's a bad sentence. Let's say the Yom Tov is Friday Shabbos. Friday is Yom Tov, and then Shabbos is immediately afterwards, obviously. A person is cooking on Yom Tov for the meal for Shabbos. So that's mutter. Why is that mutter? Yom Tov is being made on the Shabbos. So what does that mean? So something which was already existing and you're just making it, you're preparing it, that's not the Isser V'Chan we're talking about. The Chan over here is referring to the fact that you're taking something into a whole new state of being which wasn't there beforehand. That's the Chan we're talking about. An example of that is an egg. It came from being nothing into something. That type of achana has to be done with Afka on Yom Chol. So, fine.
Why wouldn't this be Muksim more directly? Simply because Binash Mosh also didn't exist and therefore I didn't have awareness of it and I didn't eat it.
We hold that the egg, since the egg was in the mother, so saying it doesn't exist beforehand is not really correct. The question is, it changed into new reality of being part of the Tartagrelis into being its own distinct egg, which is actually born. Is that enough of a Narlid that it should go into the rules of Narlid? So even though it's a Nolda, right, so there is a Mandam Ligmor which learns that that's the problem. Why he passes like this Mandam, the Mishnah Berurah follows this Mandam, I don't remember the Sugya of Ligmor well enough to remember why he passed like this opinion. Okay. It's not a Norlid. This one, the Gemara holds, it's not a Norlid Gomer because it was here before him. It mixes into other eggs. So, Kulin Asuras, Dabi Shesh Matirin, Kermelon Dabi Shesh Matirin, filled by the bottle. Why should I get involved in potential isser? I can eat the whole thing beheter just by waiting a little bit. Okay. Forget about it, it got mixed. It's one egg over here, and I'm not sure when this egg was born late. So the issue now is not the din of bittul, the issue is the din of suffik. So I should say suffik. The rabbanon l'kula. Now, we said it before, it's a derisive. First of all, in a scenario where it wasn't Yom Tov and Shabbos, it's not the right, it's long gzeira. And even if you learn that in a case where it's Yom Tov and Shabbos, Achil is the Raisa, Tiltos the Rabbana. This issue of Achila was the din of Halach, there's a lot of Muksa Achila. And part of there's two different levels of Isser Muksa. There's one Isser Muksa, which is Muksa Achila. And that is on a semi deraisa level. In this scenario, it's deraisa. But all the psukim would say, if I have, the psukim would talk about achana, the opposite of muksa is mukhan. So muksa is something which before Shabbos you had no intent to use. Either because it's Isser, because you intentionally decided not to use it, because it's for business purposes, it has no function. All these things are not mukhan for Shabbos use. They have not been designated, prepared, as it were, for Shabbos use. That's all halachas in usage. Achila or use hishtamshus. The Raisa, there's no Isser of tiltel. So all of these things which you're saying on Shabbos, you're deciding to use it. It's as it were that you're now trying to recreate it, what it is on Shabbos that you can't do. Shabbos is a day where things are done already. You're just taking advantage of that. Redefining what something is on Shabbos is not an option. You have to define it before Shabbos and designate it for Shabbos use. But the Chayr over here is a Sabbat Rabbanon. If I'm not sure when it was born, the guy we tilted is a Sabbat Rabbanon. But the Svara of Dorash HaShabbatiran applies to Safik Derabbanan as well. Im Safik Im Nolim HaShabbos Rabbi Kaidu Gam Ken Osim Mitam Zeh. We say, listen, why should you rely on Safik Derabbanan? The Kula, wait after Shabbos, and it's going to be Mutter Gomer. Okay, after Bechol Dukta Kaimel on the Safik Derabbanan L'Kohakul. We hold Safik Derabbanan L'Kula. But Dorash HaShabbatiran, we hold, you don't say Safik Derabbanan L'Kula. Then he says, "Ba'ayin sham oidmak and rama mishabura linyan im nisarav hasafik b'cheres." So let's make the case more exciting. You have an egg which is a safik when it was laid whether it was laid on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. So it's a safik if it's muksa, and then that egg got mixed up with multiple other eggs. So now you have a safik derban the kula, and you have a potential bittul.
But still kula nasuras.
Well, the Mishabura says, take a look over there, what the halacha is. So what does he say over there? He says over there, the machlokes, whether that once you have two tzadim lakula, you don't know about it if you have an Isser here b'chlal, because it could be this was born, it was laid in a time which makes a mutter. And even if it is Isser, that's a mishibot. So you have really two tzadim l'kula in a certain sense. So that is a mechloikus. It's a mechloikus in general. There's the din of the Rishonim in general. In Yeridea,
a diyun, discussion.
Yeah. In Siman Kuf Yud, about the idea of being, would you call it a sveik sveika? One is a suffix in the something is a suffix trefa. Not a suffix, you're not sure if it's a trefa or not. Then it gets mixed up with other things. So now you have a bit, potential bit of a rive, or not bit of a rive, a boser rive. The issue is boser rive. So that's the din over there in the Rishonim. How to learn about Gemara, whether that works or not. But over here we're adding in on top of all of this that we're dealing with the Darbona. We're dealing with Bittul here, not Buster Road. So it's not exactly the same. Okay. If you see the person is there in the coop at night time and he sees that the egg is there already, the chicken has laid the egg in its kina. Kina is the nest and the bedding. So that's more to the Ruben and the Yoldas Belaila. In general, they do not lay eggs at nighttime. And therefore, within the Me'esmal Shahoya Yom Chol Nolda. So we have a right to say, Mesat was born by day. Well, in the average case, which was, we're saying, which is also in Rabbanan, it's a case of, it wasn't Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, it was Yom Chol Erev Shabbos. So the Rav tells me that this is born on Yom Chol. So now I have a Basar Rav that was born on Yom Chol. So I can rely on that. Okay.
So why is that? It's also a single Rav.
How do I say it? The word "rive" is a very. There are two types of "rive." There's Ruben Yitzchak and Ruben Lesser Kamon. This is Ruben Lesser Kamon. Ruben Lesser Kamon really functions along the lines of. Of a halachic assumption. It's more like a chazaka than is a roiv. The nature of how these things work is this is what how it works. So that is dealt with in halacha is much less of a status of a suffix than the din of bitl roiv or basar roiv. Rubidisa, come on. There's no compelling logic that it's so. It's just a din of Torah that you have basar roiv. I have 10 stores selling meat in the city, 9 selling kosher meat and 1 selling treifa meat. And I find some meat in the street, I can assume it came from one of the kosher stores. Right? So, to say that would be logical, we'd have to say the following. The meat is sitting in the store, and the meat says, should I go for a walk? It says, well, it sits up from the roiv of the stores. I enjoy going for a walk more than from the meat store. It enjoys going for a walk. I don't know what circumstance made this thing move. Right? One person went into one store, picked up one piece of meat, and walked out and dropped. It wasn't multiple pieces of meat. Right? That one person went into the kosher store more chance than he went to the trefa store. I don't know what the numbers are, what the ratio is. It's maybe 52% to 48%. I have no idea. Right? If I say that people in the city that people in the city who drop meat tend to be people who come from kosher people are more distracted and they tend to drop meat more, that's a compelling logic. There's no compelling logic behind Ruben Yitzchak. Right? That the you go bust arrive. But this, so that we say, you know, well, why rely on these dinim when you can just wait? But it's something which is a compelling logic that it's true. So then we don't have to wait for that. Every time I argue with my Talmidim that roiv is not logic, they get all nervous about it. Because so statistics, probabilities. You know, I said, you know, I don't know. The Dr. Katz will help us with the probabilities of the stuff.
That's all magic.
It's magic. Okay. Thank you. I'm not as crazy as I sound. Gimel. So the law is you can't touch it. So he can't use the kli to touch the egg, and obviously he cannot touch the egg directly. He misnanas mimakaimo. Eggs, because of the way they sit, when you touch them, they're going to move. So there's no issue of touching muksa batsim. What the Mishnah Berurah is trying to explain is there's no issue of touching muksa. This is tiltal muksa. So I'm not moving it, I'm just touching it. Well, by eggs, when you touch them, they move. So that's considered a secret, like a. So there's two ways of saying it. One is that this goes under the umbrella of like a psikresha type of swara. We're now going to say that by the bonan psikresha is also, you know, tamashen miskaven, etc., which we had in such a shita before. Or alternatively, I just told you there's no issue to touch muksa. It's just to move muksa. So why would we be touching an item which is muksa, which by nature doesn't move easily? I have no issue of touching it. So I want to go around on Shabbos and touch a car. There's no issue of touching a car on Shabbos. Because cars don't move. You know, you're touching your car, doesn't make it move at all. It's tiltal muksa. It's moving something which is muksa. So Mishabura says, yeah, but by eggs, touching and moving are synonymous, because when you touch it, it moves. So that's the case of Darush. I mean, the person who is not being mechamed to move it, he just wants to touch it. But by the way, it's moving it, so it's psik resha, and so we're saying psik resha is asur. Alternatively, you could say differently, and they bring over here in the Maris of Dirshu that he quotes or some Zama like that. That which we just said, that the issur of muksa is dafka movement as opposed to touching, is not correct. In any scenario where touching is synonymous with moving, Chazal asks for touching. So now it's not also because of segregation. It's also because that's be'etzim part of the Kadosh Chazal. So that solves that. You know, you don't have to involve them segregation by their abundance, their shade of his carbon type of cases. Finally, Obasim Mishaches, Sif. Beis ba'go b'sim shen yud sef vo b'mashik sab nusho that what? I just told you that is there to touch muksa on Shabbos?
No.
No, this is to
move
muksa. But let's say I have a case where the touching and moving are synonymous, like an egg.
Then you couldn't even touch.
You can't touch it. Why not? So either because it's psikresha, or because in that scenario that goes into the original. It's not also because of psikresha. It goes into the original takana. A touching, which by definition is moving, is called moving. So that goes into the original gzeira of tilta muksa. Okay, sif beis. Shabbos l'achar yom tov of the fun of nol d'vizeh asur v'zeh. That we had before, because if you would use it, that would be called that the day X is being mechem for day Y, which doesn't work. Da'alot asur v'zeh mi'atam dimach lena habikim mechem miyom echad l'chaber. If you would use it, it would end up being that there was a chana from day the first day to the second day. So the first day being Yom Tov, the second day being Shabbos, or the vice versa, the first day is Shabbos, the second day is Yom Tov. But neither one can be Mechon for the other one. If you don't use it, so it's not considered that it was Mechon. That's its creator. Rashi did that. If you eat it, you're making it retroactively that day was the Mechon for this day, which doesn't work. It's also tiltal as well.
Okay. This is actually the primary dip. The order is funny. Right?
And the order is funny, yes. The order is very funny. Okay. Okay. Sif Kimmel. Perish and Oshrim in Elam B'Shabbos Asurim B'Rabayim V'Lerav Matar Miyad. So Perish and Oshrim, that they fell off the tree, so they're also Muksa, but there's no din of waiting after Shabbos. So cut name Perish and Oshrim. I feel him Sofik Shem and Oshrim B'Shabbos Gam Ken Oser Sofik Perish and Oshrim is also. It's also asur. I'm talking involved. I feel him coming also the mitzvah. Half kris on the niyam shechla isoy b'shnei b'tzaris gam ken asur. So make the mufker for the niyam to eat them. So he's making these pears available to the niyam, but they're muksa. After hutulam lachlas the niyam demai mikom mokum hutulam labral shus to shabbos yamtiv. Chazal were makel in the case of a niyam to feed them demai, which is the Rabbanon. Chazal were makel that you can feed the Neem Demai because they need food. So they matter. It's the Rabbanon for the Tzarchloni. That doesn't mean they're matter the Isra of Muksa. immediately on Shabbos, they fell off the tree. You see the grains or the vegetables which have been, which they're sitting out in the fields. You can't eat them. You can't move them either. Because maybe that they were ripped up today. I'm not talking about it was harvest. It got pulled out. So it got pulled out. That goes into this issue of maybe at the beginning of Shabbos they were not available to eat. They were attached to the tree and they came out on Shabbos. So I know that it fell off Erev Shabbos. You could pick up one at a time and use it, eat it. Unless of common pears, but to gather pears together, so if they fell off the tree, apples, you have an apple tree and you walk outside, you see there's apples under the tree, you say, great, you know, they clearly fell off yesterday, you're able to tell, whatever. And I want to go gather them. So that's the melacha of ma'amir. Ma'amir is gathering the stalks and making it into a bundle. But the whole process is called ma'amir. So gathering the fruits together, gathering fruits b'makom gidulon, the place where they grew, gather them together is considered ma'amir. If I'm in the house and I knock over my I have a bucket worth of apples, and I knock over the apples. I'm allowed to gather the apples together and put it back into the bucket. Some ma'amir, but b'makom where they grew in the field where they grew, and you're gathering them as part of the harvest process. That's an issur d'oraisa. But still, come pears for yachal. Yes, with the issur d'gomer to gather the pears together would be issur d'oraisa. Maybe b'simin shin mem sevtes. Hold up, Abraham and Kavet. B'makom giduloi d'amar l'ma'amer. Anything which you're gathering in the place where it grew, that's called ma'amer. Vayis m'shavru the korb the yesh v'zeh chiyav chathis. And there's a good argument that this is an issur d'oraisa. Chiyav chatas. Okay. The lashon over here is a little bit ambiguous. The lashon over there is in Shin Mem is stronger. It's not that core of the yesh is chiyav chatas. He says it is chiyav chatas. So the law is that these pears that fell off the tree are similar to him. Why? Because if I'm going to allow you to eat them, a person by mistake may forget himself and go grab some more. So don't get involved in the whole thing. Or we could argue the problem here is that muksa is the issue. That since in the beginning of Shabbos they were on the tree and there's no way to take them off the tree, beheter, so a person is totally maksadas on them. He says, okay, these things are not going to be available for Shabbos for usage. He's maksadas, and then lo and behold, it falls down. Well, it's muksa. Beginning of Shabbos it was muksa, it remains muksa the rest of Shabbos. And that's what's referred to in Allah as muksa machmas isser.
So the first reason, why doesn't that apply even if I know they came off pre-Shabbos?
Sorry, what? If what?
So that if I know they came off the tree before Shabbos and I go in Malak, you know, a few at a time, why isn't the first reason still applied there? Shema Yitlosh.
Well, the Hagufa that I have to make sure that it only was there from before Shabbos reminds me that I can't pick fruit on Shabbos. So when a person does malacha on Shabbos, or does malacha on Shabbos, we have this Yisurim of Motzei Shabbos, being the henna for malacha Shabbos. Nobody did anything over here, just happened by itself. So there's no reason to make a gzera to say it's usher beyond the end of Shabbos.
What are you talking about?
Many times there's a halacha you have to wait after Shabbos. Something which is also, but over here, peres and oishrim, immediately after Shabbos you can eat them, use them. Okay.
There's no
proof. Correct. That's what you said. Okay. Dalad. Okay. It's important. Well, alum, this is an important sif, and practical, we don't have it so often. So, something which has been designated to use as animal fodder, animal food. So, Mishabur will talk about if it wasn't designated, but you're in a place where they have animals and people use this thing, it's called it's animal. So, I don't have to worry about now that maybe I'm making a kli type of situation. For example, if I have a piece of straw, which I'm feeding to my animal as food, so that's great. Now, well, theoretically, you could take the straw and you could sharpen its point and use it as a dart, you know. And similarly, we potentially have tikkun kli issues, so it doesn't apply to once it's been understood to be achla behema. There's no din of tikkun kli. So here comes a wild din. So I am not using it for achla behema. I want to use it for something else. But batsim, it's an achla behema, and I want to use it to make a toothpick. So making a toothpick. So if it's not something which is edible by the animal, so then not only is it usur to do anything to make it usable, not only is it usur to so even just the taking it for that purpose, without doing katima. So not only is it also if you do katima, that's called your ownership, you're making misak and a kli, but the step before that is also also taking it to use with last machine of is also. You know, you don't make a kli out of it at all. But that guva makes it into some tikkun. It went from being not that, you know, not for usage to a new usage. It got a new function. Okay, let's hold over here.
What's Tima?
Tima is